Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're having a live show on today. Glory be to God. You know, we have to wake up every day with thanksgiving in our heart and believing that whatever's going on in our life, he can handle it. I think sometimes we just get up and just lackadaisical on through the day and don't give him thanks, glory. Don't give him praise. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord God, for that I am alive and I am a living testimony. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. But you know, if you can do that, it will change your whole day. Sometimes you get up and get so busy and you just forget all about who woke you up. Amen. So let's just take a step back sometimes and realize, you know, okay, hold up. I need to give God glory because he woke me up and started me on my way. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on, amen, with our announcements. I want you to keep all these announcements in mind because God is moving by his spirit. Don't miss the move of God in your life. Because when you come to the show, expect a word that's going to change your everlasting life. Oh, my God. And let the light so shine. Hallelujah. So you can see what a good God we serve. So keep these announcements in mind, glory to God. And if you don't even know the numbers, the phone numbers, just contact one of us on the Wild Team. All of us know the numbers to the shows, and we'll give it to you, glory to God. Amen. Let's go ahead on with the announcements right now. First of all, we're going to start off on Tuesday night. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse every Tuesday on One Word from the Lord. And the show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, then I want you to go on Facebook and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. So they can coach you through it. They can help you to get through whatever it is you got to go through and you just don't see your way through. And, you know, all these resources are open for you. It's ministering with you in mind, so the resources are there for you to grab. Glory to God. So hold on and just come on in and get the resources that you need. Hallelujah, glory to God. And they can counsel you through anything you got to go through. Amen, hallelujah. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Every Wednesday, the show has changed to Wednesday. The show come on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. An awesome, awesome praying woman of God whom you don't want to miss. You know, prayer do work. It does work. But you got to learn how to work it. And you got to learn how to get in on the ground floor when prayer is coming forth so you can get your prayer needs met. Because when she pray, amen, heaven and earth shake. Good God Almighty. So I encourage you to come on and get in and listen to the prayer and the word going forth on Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, a Prophetic Corner Ministry. My show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss the show. Come on and join in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Minister Elaine will be coming on next after me, after I give you that 30-minute break. You can go get some water, amen. You can finish getting your plate and sit down and get it ready, amen, to hear a word from Minister Elaine. Glory to God. She's an author. And I have encouraged y'all, and I'm going to continue to encourage you to go ahead and get the book. She has one and two now. So you can get both of them at the same time if you want to. Glory to God. You can go on Amazon and download it, and you can also, you will get a free Kindle. So I encourage you to go, come on and get the book and read it. It's an awesome read. It'll help you through the day. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't have time to read a lot of scripture in the morning. You know, it ain't how much you read. I had to tell somebody that it's what you do with what you read. Glory to God. So you can get her book and you can read it on the go, or you can read it while you're sitting at work, maybe a couple of minutes before you go in, and, you know, on your phone. And that'll get it just right. And you can go on and start your day. Amen. And I will also encourage you to become a partner. And in becoming a partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. You know, like I said, you can't buy a whole lot for $25 no more, even water. Amen. And I was talking to someone this morning, and they were talking about how water, that was yesterday, and he was talking about how water is beginning to get expensive also. So, you know, you can't even buy a whole lot for $25. But guess what? You can't even buy the word for $25, but you can help with giving your $25. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Let's continue to lift up the all the wars that are going on in the world on today. Ah, my God, my God. Because we know he is still in control and he'll do just what he said he's going to do. He'll do it. Glory to God. You just got to learn how to call on his name. And when he said, my people would turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, and I will heal the land. Hallelujah. We know we've been going through this, amen, this pandemic, amen, for about 2 years now, you know. Hallelujah. And every time you turn around, there's a new variant coming out, a new variant here, a new variant there. Hallelujah. But you got to stay safe and be still be cautious. Stay safe. Be cautious. Hallelujah. And just know that he got your back. God got you. As long as you're being safe and you're being cautious. Amen. He's going to take care of you. He reign on the just as well as the unjust. But you got to be careful still. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead on now and open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name, but just tell me where you're calling from and tell me your prayer request, and we'll take it from there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the 1, so guess what we're going to do? We're going to go on down the road. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for a glorious day. We thank you, Lord God, how you have allowed us to be in this day, Lord, to hear a word from the Lord on today, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the wars and the rumors of wars that are starting, Lord God, to go all across the nation, oh Lord. Father God, we just pray for the people, Lord God, that you will give them everything that they need, Lord. Let them know that you're there and you haven't forgotten them, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you go in the hospital, Lord God, and heal the sick, Lord God, and the wounded, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you're an on-time God. We know, Lord, that you share your glory with no man, Lord. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done and all that you're about to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your comfort. Give them peace, Lord God, even in the situations that they're in on this day, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them know that you hadn't left them, Lord. You're right there. Let your angels, ministering angels, camp around them, oh God, and talk to them and let them know, I got you. You're not alone in this. We're here, Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord, and we lift you up on today, Lord, because we know you are an on-time God. We know you're everywhere that we need you to be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we come against every danger, Lord God, seen and unseen, Lord, every hurt, Lord God, every harmful, Lord God, Every harmful thing that tries to come our way, Lord, we cast it back into the pit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you're an on-time God. We know, Lord God, that you'll be there in the wee hours of the night when no one else will, when everyone else is sleeping and slumbering, Lord. You say you never sleep, and you're never late. You're always right on time in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord, how you bring us out and over, Lord God, into a new you. How you show us each and every day, Lord, to read your word, Lord God. Meditate on it to get the goodness of God, and it shows how good God is in his word. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I pray for all those that's under the sound of my voice. Don't let them stray from the word, Lord God, and become carers of this world, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Don't let them love the world more than they love you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I decree and I declare, Lord God, that they will turn around and come back and know that it's only you, and all the things that we do for you matter anyway. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord God, right now, oh Lord, for every school, Lord. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for that you keep them healed, that you keep them healthy, that you keep them whole in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for the parents, Lord God. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they know where their children are, know what their children are doing in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Don't just send them out anywhere, Lord. Let them know, Lord God, oh my God, without a shadow of a doubt who they're hanging around, Lord God, and who they shouldn't be hanging around, because everybody that they hang around is not good for them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, oh God. I praise your holy name on high. I pray, God, for all the hurt, the pain, Lord God, from the top of the heads to the sole of their feet, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you heal it. Lay your healing hands on them, Lord God, and heal them right now. Touch them in a mighty way and let them know, Lord God, that it's you touching them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them know, Lord God, that you hadn't left them. You said you never seen a righteous forsaken, or his seed beg bread, so you don't have to beg. All you got to do, he said, is ask, and it shall be given. Oh, my God, pressed down, shaking together, running over, hallelujah. Believe what you say when you pray, hallelujah. When you stand praying, you got to believe. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, I believe, but Lord, help me in my unbelief, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We know, Lord God, that you're there. We know, Lord God, that we can depend on you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know who your children are with. Know who your children are hanging around. Know if they're good, hallelujah. Because you know, it's sometimes it's not their fault that they're like that, hallelujah. Because it's what they're seeing, amen, in their household. Know where they go. Know who they're hanging around. Know what they're doing, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on now. Y'all know now that you can put things on your phone and you can track them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's be careful, hallelujah. And know where they are all the time, not just sometimes, just because you want to go and do this, you want to go do that. Now, know where they are, hallelujah. Don't just push them off on anybody, because we're living in a very fallen world, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, you know, sometimes kids are getting kidnapped, and you see it on the news. Come on now, glory to God. You see it all the time, hallelujah. Oh, my God. So just be careful. Know where they are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take a stand and stand up and be a parent. You know, sometimes people don't be parents. They don't want to be parents. They want to be something else. Hallelujah. I don't know if they want to be somebody's sugar mama, and sometimes men don't want to be parents either. Just tell it like it is. They want to have a sugar mama, sugar baby, or whatever it is over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But just know that you know that you know where they are and what's going on and what they're doing. There'll be plenty of time for you to do whatever it is you want to do in life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know tomorrow ain't promised to you. Hallelujah. But you want to make sure that the little ones, that you raise them up and they're well taken care of. And even though when you get them raised up, you still, hallelujah, glory to God, have to contact them and say, hello, how you doing? Or where are you? You all right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. That was just a little side note. Oh, my God, my God. If you would, amen, would you go ahead and turn to 2 Kings chapter 2. We're going to come on 2 Kings chapter 2 on today. If you would, you can go ahead and turn with me there. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, my God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. There is someone who's been... Hallelujah. Okay, if you're praying, then he said, when you stand praying, you believe. So he said, never seen the righteous forsaken. Understand, he said, never. It says, never seen the righteous forsaken. Hallelujah. Or his seed beg bread. Hallelujah. So are you a seed of God? Hallelujah. Are you a seed of Jesus Christ? You ain't got to beg. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop begging. If they don't want to give it to you, then that's fine. Leave them alone, and you know they got it. Leave them alone. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He going to give you yours, and he going to give you a surplus. He going to give you some to spend. He going to give you some to sow. He going to give you some to sow to pay those bills that you need. You ain't got to beg. Hallelujah. You don't have to beg. Just stop it. Stop asking them, and you know they can give it, but they won't. Just stop. Just leave it alone. Let God deal with that. You know, because sometimes he will put people on your heart to ask. But here's the thing that I learned in all of that. He does that because he wants them to give to you because you live right. And he's going to bless them with something that they need. But if they don't give it to you, then they cancel it. They just cancel it out because they didn't give it to you. I don't know who that's for, amen, but just take it. Hallelujah. You can put it on the shelf or you can lay it down on, you know, wherever, you know, but you'll need it. Just stop begging. Hallelujah. If they don't want to give it to you, fine. If they don't want to come, see about you, fine. Don't worry about it no more. Hallelujah. Because it was something that they were going to need that he was trying to get to them. And you know, sometimes when there's something that you need, hallelujah, you're going to have to do something. You know, sometimes people just think, you know, well, I just go ahead. All I got to do is ask. Yeah, he said, ask and it shall be given. But there are some times when he's going to require you to do something. Hallelujah. He's going to tell you to give somebody this. He's going to tell you to give somebody that. He's going to tell you to do this. He's going to tell you to. I wasn't even going to go there because I know they always say I talk about money. But, hey, glory to God. Just come on, flow with me, you know. When God flows, you flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's an anointing of increase of income, amen, in the air. When he tells you to up your tithes or up your offerings, and when he tells you to give, hallelujah, to the ministry, amen, they gave you a word, and he said, well, listen, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go back and give this ministry this and that. And that. Listen, the devil ain't going to tell you to do that. You know that, right? He's not going to tell you to give something like such as money. He'll tell you to give some time. Well, you go ahead with the time, and it's all right. You can do that. Hallelujah. Or you can go and give him. You can give him a bag of potato chips. That's fine. No problem. You can give him a juice. That's fine. You buy him a pack of gum, a piece of candy. That's fine. You know, he don't worry about that. But when it comes to money, hallelujah. Oh, my God. He's not going to do that. He don't tell you to do that. Mm-mm. He don't do that. He's going to tell you to show it in the right ministry. He's going to do that. Mm-mm. He's going to do that. So just be real. Just listen. And listen what he's telling you to do. Hallelujah. And here's the thing, amen. We're going to get into our word on today. But, you know, when you hear him say, do it, do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because there is something that's coming your way. Hallelujah. And God wants to block it. And even if you need finances, you need increase in your finances, there's some money that flows in the air. Hallelujah. And it won't land until you do what he say do. So don't get stingy in this season. Make sure you're doing whatever it is he's calling you to do and where he's calling you to plant it. So don't get stingy. Hallelujah. I say again, I don't know who it is, but don't get stingy as far as the ministry. You know, people get stingy in certain places, which I understand, you know, because I was talking to someone and they was talking about, you know, how the prices have jumped up, you know, different stuff. So, you know, and we were laughing about it, amen. But, you know, yes, I understand if you don't want to pay that for something. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But when where the ministry is concerned, don't get stingy, because if God said give it, then guess what? You got a return on the way somewhere. Something is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on, amen, get into our message on the day. Like I said, I'm going to be coming from 2 Kings chapter 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to say just, you know, stay connected to see what God will do. When you stay connected, you know, sometimes we go in services and different places, and we just go in, and sometimes you can be in a place where the word is going on and everything is running through your mind. You're not connected, but then you say, oh, they preached a good sermon. Oh my God, the sermon was great. Well, what was it about? What did it do for you? Did it do anything? Did it relieve some pressure that you had? I'm going to tell this short story right here, and then I'm going to get into my message. Hallelujah. You know, I went to a service, and I was sitting in service, and it was at a real bad time, but, you know, I still went on with God. I didn't back up on him. I still went on and praised the Lord and went on with Jesus. So there was this prophet in town, and I was sitting there, and I was praising the Lord, and I'm listening at her, you know, talk and give a testimony, you know, what God did for her and how he changed her life. It was an awesome testimony. So I'm just sitting there listening and writing like I normally write, you know, and do, which I like, you know. And then she called me down, and she said, come here, if you don't mind, would you come to me, please? And so I went. She said, I can see you. She said, there was so much going on in your mind. Your mind is just twirling. She said, it's going like a whirlwind. It's just swirling. And you know what? She was absolutely right. It had been doing that for, oh, my God, a long time. Hallelujah. She did. She said it. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And she was telling me the things that were going on in my mind. And she was saying, God's going to fix this and God's going to do this. It was a long, long time ago. And she said, he's going to do this and he's going to do this, she said. And she prayed for me. And she said, you will never be like that again. And I was never like that again. It was just, you know, how you see on the cartoons when somebody bumped their head, birds flew flying around their head. My head was swirling like that. Hallelujah. Nobody never knew. And you can't tell people everything, because then they'll start to judge. Hallelujah. But she prayed for me, and she told me some stuff, and that thing broke, and I never did have that problem anymore. And I thank God, you know, that I was in that place on that day. Hallelujah. So, you know, that's what I say to you. Hallelujah. You know, you want to be at peace. You want to have peace in your own house. Sometimes you don't even have peace in your house. This is not my message on today, but we're going to get there. Hallelujah. But we're going to ask God to give you peace in your house so you can rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear you. You're just yakking. And, you know, Lord, I don't know. I can't, Lord God. I can't rest. Something just ain't right. Hallelujah. Well, I speak to the mountain on today and said, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. Whatever you're going through, God got it. Hallelujah. So when you stand praying, believe him and turn it loose and give it to him. Don't go back and say, well, you know what? Hallelujah. I was worried about this. No, after you done cast it on him and it tries to come up, you cast it down again. Hallelujah. Whenever it comes back up, you cast it down again. And how are you going to cast it down, prophet? You're going to use the word of God. That's what you're going to use. That's why it's so important to study. But you can use the word of God. Let's get on in the word here today. Stay connected. Hallelujah. Here we're going to talk about Elijah and Eliza. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Eliza from Gilgal. See, it was going to come a day when God was going to separate them. And the thing about it is, while you're under good people and you know they're giving you the word and they're showing you things and showing you how to do it and cast out devils and how to read the word and how to study the word. And see, right here, it will come in a day when God was going to take him away. So, you know, while he was honoring, he was looking at what he did and how he did it. Hallelujah. And that's what you got to do. You got to follow the pattern. So he'll show you what you need to do, how you need to do, how you need to operate in excellency. Glory to God. That's the type of God we serve. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. See, right here, he was testing him. Hallelujah. When he said, you stay here. I'm going where God is leading me to go. But you stay right here. But he told him, no, as the Lord leads you, I'm going to follow you. So as your Lord leads your leaders, then that's where you follow them. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. Ain't that what Paul said? Come on now. Hallelujah. So if they're following Christ and they're being led by Christ, then that's who you follow. But you got to listen to what they're saying and tell you what to do and how to do it. Don't just go out there and jump out there on your own. Too many people want to start up something but don't know how to keep what they start. You start something and you quit because guess what? You ain't got no staying power. You didn't hear what they said when they were trying to teach you how to do it, when to do it, what to say, how to keep the people interested. You didn't hear it. Oh, let's move on. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. See, he didn't want to hear that. He said, yeah, I know it. The sons of the prophet. See, Elijah had been around, you know, and teaching, amen, them. And then these were the sons of the prophet that came and told him, did you know? He said, yeah, I know it, because he told it. He told him that it was going to happen. So he was telling him, he was warning him, so you can listen and do what I do. And listen, this is how you need to do. So I'm teaching you as I go, because I'm not going to be around you forever. So see, they're telling you, stay in line, stay in your word, stay in prayer, stay holy, be ye holy, for I am holy in all matter conversation. Hallelujah. And do the things of God. Walk in God's word. Walk in his will and seek his will. Pray and ask him, what do he want you to do? Hallelujah. And he was teaching them. Hallelujah. So that's what they do. They teach you. Hallelujah. Like I remember saying on one of my other programs, you know, they ain't telling you, okay, well, listen, you ain't got to, don't eat fish this week. Hallelujah. You can eat salmon this week. Glory to God. They both are fish, right? Okay. But anyway, you don't eat this week. You can eat this next week. That's not what they're there for. They're there to lead and guide you in the word, and you should be able, hallelujah, to go on your own and be careful about where you're going and what you're doing so you won't get in no trouble. And see, right here, he said, hold up. He said, hold up. Wait a minute. Y'all leave me alone. Don't tell me. Hold your mouth. I don't want to hear that. See, he was enjoying what he was teaching. That's what it was. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto him, Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. You see, right here, he followed him. He was testing him to see if he was going to stay with him and learn what he needed to learn. You know, God will. You know, he won't. He ain't going to inflict no sickness upon you. He's not. Mm-mm. But you will go through tests sometimes. And you know what he was doing? He was seeing if he's going to stay with him. And did he like what he was hearing? And was he really going to truly serve the Lord? You know, because sometimes you say, well, Lord, I'm going to serve you until the cows come home. Well, guess what? Them cows done came home. They done ate a bale of hay. They done went out and ate some salt and they did all that and went over across the other fence. And you guess what? And you done gone somewhere else. You know, sometimes people come just to see what they can get. And then sometimes people come to criticize other people. So be careful about criticizing God's people. I'm going to show you here why. Let's move on. But you know, he was testing them to see, was he really going to stay? Did he have that staying power? Do you have that staying power to stay with him regardless of what happens and how it happens? Because everything ain't going to be like peaches and cream sometimes. Hallelujah. But you got to have some staying power and staying in the word and reading his word, meditating on his word day and night. That'll give you that staying power. It'll give you the dunamis power to stay in his word. And it'll give you that power to where, Lord, I want more of you. I want to see you more. I want to hear from you more. I want more, more, and more, Lord. Let's move on. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. He told them to be quiet. He didn't want to hear it. Hallelujah. Can you imagine, though, he was going from place to place and they were he was healing and he was setting free, you know, and all those things. And he liked what he saw. And he liked being in his presence. That's what it was, because the anointing that he carried. Don't you like being in your leader's presence? Because the anointing that they carry, you know, they live right. They walk right. They talk right. You know it. And they push you into your destiny. Don't you like it? Hallelujah. Let's move on. And verse 6. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on. See, he was testing him. Okay, we're going to go somewhere else now. So will you be one of the ones, the Lord say, well, go over there. I'm going to send you over there. Will you be one of the ones, he said, I'm going to send you over there. Will you go? You know, a lot of, there's this song, they say, Lord, send me, I'll go. When he tell you to go, you're like, Lord, I'm scared. Scared what they're going to say. Well, you know what? Yeah, I used to be like that, but now they will tell you it don't happen. It takes time, yes, but it takes prayer, hallelujah, supplication, and it takes being up under those who can help you to get rid of that fear, you know, and ask God to give you strength, because, Lord, I want to do what you asked me to do, regardless of what they're saying, you know. That's what you got to do. Let's move on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. So what he did when he rolled his jacket up and he smote the waters, on the left it departed, on the right it departed. So they walked through and they didn't even get wet. Oh, my God. Now, don't you know this was the anointing on him? Can you imagine how Elijah felt when he seen him do these things? Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 9. And it came to pass as they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elijah, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. But nevertheless, understand, nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. He told him, if you can see me when I ascend up on high, then you can have a double portion. But if you don't see me, then you will not get it. Don't you know he stayed close to him? That's why you stay close when they're teaching you. You stay close and you write it down. You jot it down. You write the scripture down. You're there when they need you. You said, okay, I'm here. What do you want me to do? I'm here. Is it anything I can do? What else can I do? I know some people say, well, you know, I got a job. Yeah, I know you got a job. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to remember, you got to always make time for what matters. And that's God, because he's the one that woke you up. Amen, and let you have, amen, a job. So you got to be able, hallelujah, to let him know how much you care about what he has done for you. Hallelujah. Yeah, he see it, but he wants you to see it. Hallelujah, glory to God. He told him he asked a hard thing, but if you could see me. He didn't, don't you know he didn't move? He stayed right there up under him. Can you imagine when he was walking on his family? Oh, my God. Don't you move, because I'm moving right with you. Let's move on to verse 11. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. Hallelujah. And horses of fire. And parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into him. And Elijah saw it. And he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Don't you know he was upset? Hallelujah. That's how they showed their anger, you know, when they would rent their clothes. But you know what? He didn't have no right to be angry. He didn't have no right to be upset. I understand, you know, he had done followed him, and he tested him to see how far would he go with him. Hallelujah. But he told him, he said, "I'm going up." Do you think he really believed when he told him he was going to go up? Hallelujah. And then they was telling him, you know, the other prophets were telling him that he was going to ascend up on high. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he rent his clothes. Oh, my God. But he saw him when he ascended up. So what happened? He got what he asked for. He took up also the mantle of Elijah and fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Okay, now, here it comes. He wanted to see if he really got it. He saw him, but now he was going to do what he did. If he hadn't stayed there and watched and listened to what he was telling him on how he needed to do it, what he needed to do, and telling him about the Word of God and how he needed to meditate and how he needed to read the Word of God and how you need to stand up for what's right and stop going along with what's wrong, how you need to get in your Word and read it for yourself. Oh, my God. He was telling him what he needed to do, and he stood and he stayed there, and he understood what he was telling him. So now guess what? He's going to try it out and see did he really get the mantle. Let's see. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elijah went over. Now, you see, because he stayed there, he had that power to stay there, he wanted more. But you understand, if you don't want no more, then you ain't going to get no more. If you just want to read the Word, well, you know, it don't take all that. Well, maybe it don't take all that for you. But don't hate on those that want more and they try to do what they're supposed to do and want to go higher. Don't hate on them. That's what they want to do. If they want to sit there and they want to stay in their house all day reading the Word, if they want to stay in their house all day praying, if they want to stay in there 24/7, don't hate on them. That's what they want. Then you go and do what you want to do. Hallelujah. But then I can guarantee you, hallelujah, glory to God, that person that's staying reading the Word and meditating in the Word, you have to come to them, amen, to get something, amen, to get some kind of deliverance or to get them to pray with you because you just can't shake a thing. And hallelujah. And they're going to be built up. They're going to be ready to go. Hallelujah. So don't hate on them. Don't hate what others do. Hallelujah. If they say they want to stay there and do what they want to do, then let them do it. You know, sometimes, you know, people will say, you know, well, it don't take all that. Well, it take all that and then some more. Now, you see how the way the world is getting? Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elijah." And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. See, it rested on him because he saw it, because he stayed there. He didn't leave. He didn't tuck tail and run when he had to go to those different places, Bethel, Gilgal, Bethel. Oh, my God, my God. He didn't. He stayed there, Jericho. He stayed there with him, and he listened to what he was telling him and listened how he was talking about the Word of God and listened how he was talking about how he loved God. Do you hear what they be telling you when they tell you, say, you know what, you love God with all your heart. You don't sin against him. You keep his commandments and be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. He said, you walk right, you talk right. Don't listen at all these crazy jokes and stuff. Don't listen at all these things that's unrighteous, and don't do these unrighteous things of the world. Oh, my God, my God, do you listen? Let's move on. Glory to God. Verse 16. And they said unto him, behold, now there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master. Preadventure, the spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, ye shall not sin. He said, I'm not going to sin y'all because I know what I saw. You know that you know that you know. He knew what he saw. They were telling him, well, send us. Let's go see if God just set him up and take him from here and set him up on top of a mountain. He said, I'm not going to sin y'all. He said, I'm not going to do it. Let's go on. Hallelujah. And when they asked him, he was ashamed. He said, Then they sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. But he told them, okay, but they just kept on wearing him, kept wearing him until he, okay, hold up, I'm going to give in. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Go, y'all just go. But they went 3 days looking for him and didn't find him. He had, took him up, amen, on high, hallelujah, with him. Glory to God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. So, you know, you have to be careful, amen, when you're sitting up under someone and they're giving you the word and you know that you know that they got their word in them and they've been living right and they've been doing right, hallelujah. It don't matter, you know, your bishops, your apostles, your pastors, your prophets. Be careful how you treat those, amen, glory to God, because they are people after God's own heart. They hear him and they meditate on his word and they know what he's saying, even though if you don't believe it. I remember something I told somebody. They didn't believe it. It didn't matter. Hallelujah. Because one thing about it, if you drop the word, if you give it to them, they receive it, then that's fine. You just shake the dust and you keep it moving. If you give it, hallelujah, it's up to them to receive it. It's up to you to give it, but it's up to God to bring it to pass. Let me say it again. It's up to the prophet to give it. It's up to the apostle to give it. But it's up to God to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 18. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? He told them, didn't I tell y'all not to go? Hallelujah. But you wanted to go anyway. And the men of the city said unto Elijah, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is naught, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth, glory to God, he went forth unto the springs of the water and cast the salt in there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. Now, you see what I'm talking about? Because if he hadn't stayed where he stayed and got what he got, received what he had received from him, he wouldn't have known what to do. That's, you know, they're your guidelines. Hallelujah. They're there to lead and guide you. But there's some things that you're going to have to do. You got to pull apart. You're going to have to study on your own. But, you know, I think people are so much caught up in the world system. That's what it is. You want to be here. You want to be there. You want to be over there. Ain't nothing wrong with going. Understand, I'm not coming against nobody or going nowhere doing nothing. But just make sure that you're going don't outweigh what you're spending your time with the Lord. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I know y'all got that because I felt that. Listen now. I heard somebody say, listen now. She don't know what she's talking about. Well, anyway, hallelujah. Don't let your going, hallelujah, be more, hallelujah, than time that you spend with the Lord. Let's move on. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elijah, which he spake. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up, by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him, and said unto him, go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head. You see right here, they were calling him names. Now, I know, you know, they might have didn't know no better. Hallelujah. But they were going to get taught better. So be careful about calling your names and calling your apostles' names and your pastors' names and your teachers and preachers and those people that are anointed. Be careful about calling them names because that stuff will come back on you. Hallelujah. You know, they're saying, well, that's just Old Testament. But, you know, the New Testament and Old Testament, they correlate themselves together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And that's the way it is. See, they were calling him a name. Let's see right here. Hey, man, what happened when they were calling him a name? And he turned back and looked on them and crush them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the woods and tare 40 and two children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. You see what happened? He said, I curse you in the name of the Lord. And he could do that. And guess what happened? He said two she-bears came out and tore 40 and two of them. There were other. Don't you know if I'd have seen them bears and they were tearing them up? Well, I'd have left a streak. It would have been a hot streak through there. They think I would have started a forest fire. Glory to God. I should have been gone. Ain't gonna stand around here and watch this bears coming out of these woods and tearing you up like that. Come on now. Hallelujah. He wouldn't have got a chance. You gonna stand there and holler? No. I took off and went to running and left a street. I had to set them woods on fire. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you see, be careful when you're talking to a man and woman of God that are anointed. Be careful. Be careful. If you don't like what they're preaching, then just don't say nothing. Just walk away. Just say, Don't even get in a telephone conversation. Just say, okay. You know, I see this and I see, okay, well, that's fine. And sometimes, you know, you can just go to God and say, Lord, you help me with this. Did I miss this or what was happening to this? Glory to God. You got to learn how to keep your mouth, amen, off people. But sometimes, as someone said, a little red thing gets you in trouble. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. He stayed up under them that were anointed, that him, because he was anointed. He had a mantle that he wanted. He knew when he was talking about the word of God and how to divide the word of God and how to heal and what to say and how to set people free. I didn't want to give that up. I won't stay with you. I don't care what town you got to go in. I don't care if you got to go here, there, and everywhere. As long as God is leading you, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to walk away from you because I want this mantle. I want this mantle to be used, hallelujah, glory to God, to heal the people and get them set free and heal the waters. My Lord. Because if he hadn't have been upon him, he wouldn't have known to take some salt and throw it in the water and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. There's no more death in that water. There's no more death in that soup in the name of Jesus. There's no more death. My Lord. In my finances, there's no more death. My God. In my workplace. My God. People killing you with their mouth. There's no more death. My God. Where my children are concerned. Don't seem like they can get out of a rut. There's no more death. My Lord. They're looking for a job and can't find that. It's about to come alive right now in the name of Jesus. Because I curse that whoever cursed them. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. He wouldn't have known to say what he said. He wouldn't have known how to do it. How to come against the things that, amen, it's not like God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's why he stayed there when they traveled from place to place, listening at him, hearing what he's saying, hearing what he wants, what he should do and how he should do and to live right. And then you're going to come up on someone and they call your name. My Lord, don't do it and don't do it. But he cursed them in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. And when he did that, the two she-bears come out. And they went to work, They had plenty of meat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. My Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Make sure you stay connected. Stay where you are and get what you need. Don't just go home Sunday after Sunday, Bible study after Bible study and say, you know, that was a good sermon. Well, what did it do for you? Did it enlighten your life? Did it light up your life? Did it change your life? Did it set you on a new target? Did it set you on in a new place in God? What did it do for you? Absolutely. What did it do for you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did it teach me to change my ways? Did it teach me to hear the Lord more? Did it teach me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that has went forth on today, Lord. We seal it, Lord God, with the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Lord, write it on the table of our hearts. So sin not against thee, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of the voice on today, Lord God, and they heard the word, Lord God. Let it be, Lord God, that a light into their path, Lord God. Let it light up an area in their life where it was darkness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, every word, Lord God, should be changing lives, not just to be preached and not just to be taught, and that it has no, oh my God, it has no being, Lord God, it has no life, but the word, Lord God, shall illuminate on the inside of them, Lord God, and light up their very life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your word on today. Thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, oh Lord God, as they heard the word on today. Let them take away, Lord God, that will change their life, God, that will change their very lifestyle on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we give you the glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Let this be the beginning, hallelujah, not the end. Let it be the beginning, hallelujah. So whenever you go to Bible study, you go to church, or are you listening online, amen, and you taking notes or whatever you may be doing, let that word, meditate on that word. So you'll know, Lord, I can do better here. I can do better there. And when the preacher preaches, okay, I did. I can do better here. I can do better there. Well, his life, I mean, his life was all about bringing changes into our life. When they shedded his blood on Calvary, glory to God, it was about us coming into everlasting life. So in order for all to get all of that, you got to change some stuff. Hallelujah. And it's okay. Some changes, I know people don't like changes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some don't like changes. And me, it's all depend what the changes is. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, you know, they ever yet changing our phone situations. They do. They change that. They ever yet changing stuff on the well. Hallelujah. Where you could go in this and do that. Now they've changed it. They got all, you know, different stuff. But you just got to learn how to flow with it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to reiterate, don't forget Ministry Lane coming up next, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, and her show will start, amen, 30 minutes after mine. Hallelujah. After Prophetic Corner, it comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you keep all these announcements in mind, because God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can be hurting on the inside. Well, I'm not going to tell nobody. Well, you could tell Jesus. Hallelujah. And then, you know, if things don't work out for you, then there's somebody that you can trust to tell that can get you healed. Everybody don't run back and tell everybody. There are some that, amen, that holds on to it because they want you to get healed. They want you to walk in that good place. In God, glory to God. Ooh, good God Almighty, I felt that. Walk in that good place, hallelujah. That good, righteous, and holy place. Hallelujah, my God, my God. So make sure you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. For Ministry Lane coming up next. Amen, hallelujah. Let me see if anybody wants prayer. If you want prayer, we got a few minutes. You can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. I don't see anybody. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation of Christ. Hallelujah. Invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. Father God, forgive me for all of my sins, Lord God. I give my life to you, Lord God, to the fullest. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Make sure that you get in a Bible-believing church. And make sure you take your Bibles with you. Like I said, you know, you may be new at it and can't, you know, follow along with them in your Bible. Write them down. Hallelujah. Write the scriptures down, and when you get home, you can read them. Or, amen, if it's too late, I know, you know, some people have to go to work, and maybe a little late, they may be tired then. So, you know, just write them down. And then what you could do is you can read them the next day. And then, you know, you can go in and then you can sit there and meditate and ask, Lord, Lord, now, you know, what is this and what is this? And he'll bring all that word that you heard. He'll bring it back to your remembrance because you are doing his will. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. We serve a good God. We serve a right now God. We serve an on time God. He's not far away. Hallelujah. All you got to do is call him, and he's coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to give the benediction, and I want to reiterate, don't forget, Elder has moved to Wednesday, and his show comes on at 6 o'clock. So don't forget it. Don't forget it. It was awesome this past Wednesday, and we Elder is always awesome. So I want you to come and listen to her on Wednesday. Don't forget Apostle and Pastor Tuesday. Don't forget Prophetess Martha Williams on Sunday, and then 30-minute break and Ministry Lane, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I encourage you to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. So come on and hear it. Hallelujah. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week. And remember, keep God first in everything that you do. Amen. And we'll see you back next Sunday. Amen.